Hey folks. Well, it's only three of us.
Hello.
It's gonna be a quick meeting.
We're all folks.
Oh my gosh. I need a new brain.
You're not the only one.
I know my brain hurts. Oh. All right. And now I'm just talking to myself. Anyway, so we'll just wait a minute or two for people to come in and from their previous. Has anyone used the AI companion with Zoom?
It's not great. I mean, it can be amusing.
don't know, we might want to turn it on for just for giggles. So today is a SIG workshop meeting, so I don't think we need it. A note taker for the group, per se. Christy, what do you think?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Given that it's a SIG a workshop meeting, I don't think we need a note taker, because we're just gonna be, showing examples and stuff like that. Are you okay with that? And is would everyone be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it's important to record the outcomes of like what we test. Just record like what we tested and what we learned, documenting those types of things, but I don't think that we need notes in the same way.
Yeah, if we're recording the meeting, I think that's probably fine.
And that's what I was thinking too. And, if we need to maybe like update a Jira ticket, like maybe we could do that together. And that would be our documentation for the documenting the process. And let me just share, put in chat to the link to the agenda. First off, so we have WolfCon 2026. The call for proposals is open, and you can go to that link. And early bird, you'll find early bird there as well. So early bird is open for early bird until like July 28th or something like that, just to account for some fiscal years that are, June and July. The call for proposals is, I think the end is March 25th, so already next month. Any questions about WolfCon? Alrighty, so I just wanted to get back another announcement. I put out the for community review, the decision to take a deletion of holdings and items to the cross-app sig. There were no one commented on this. It was like silence. So I just put that, it's endorsed to go to the cross-app. So I did post on cross-app just now if we could bring the discussion of how to handle the deletion of holdings and items kind of in a holistic way, maybe for late February or March or whatnot. So work that out with them. Any questions about that decision?
So Jennifer, I have my hand raised. Can
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, just jump in.
Yeah. So I had to miss the second half of the meeting last week. And, I guess I'm a little confused because the functionality is there. It just needs to be added to the UI. So I feel like a lot of these decisions have already been made. I guess I'm confused. I mean, are we asking for new API endpoints that do something different than the holdings and item deletion endpoints that already exist?
So from my understanding, there is no, you can do it through API, of course, but there is no UI that currently deletes holdings and items in batch. And then it was raised in the SIG discussion last time that there are no guardrails with this type of deletion. So if you hit records that are linked to request, circulation, finance, there's also, how do we handle tombstones if we need that for third-party reporting tools? People were very wary just to implement that kind of as such. Jeanette.
This is kind of off track, but is there a list anywhere of all the guardrails that the UI does? I asked this question about a year or so ago, and all anyone could point me to was old lists that they weren't even sure were up to date. So I think that maybe is a first step of saying what the UI even does and putting that down somewhere.
So right now there is no UI for batch delete.
Well, I mean, just delete in general.
So delete individually, it will stop you if the item record or holding record are connected to another record. So you have to resolve. So for example, you can't delete it if it's if there's a request on the item.
Yeah, but my understanding was also if there's an order, if the order's closed, it allows you to delete the item, but not if the order's open. So there's weird, tricky things like that.
Yeah, and that's true as well. Yeah, Christine.
It actually will let you delete them. It just lets you know that there are records attached first. You can still delete, even if there are dependencies. Just FYI. It just alert. I mean, there's a pop up the menu that says, you know, this record has, like, if you're deleting a holdings, it'll say there are zero items attached to this holdings. Do you want to continue with the deletion, right? And then it will let you delete it. But even if there are like items, it will let you delete. You probably shouldn't, but I mean, and I think that what those dependent, how that operates depends on, you know, the context and where you're deleting from. So I don't know that it needs to be universal across all of the systems.
So a tombstone is just kind of a skeleton. Oh, thanks, Lynn. You got that. I'll just read Lynn's. It's a static record that is left behind after the host record has been deleted, and it allows for record keeping. It's probably more done with bibliographic records, more so than holdings and items, but I know some systems actually do that for holdings and items as well. Christy, and maybe Jeanette, so do you want to bring this discussion back to data import then?
I guess, you know, I don't know. I'm just really confused about how to move the discussion forward from the perspective of like data import. Like, did we capture use cases? I, you know. Yeah, we can consider it done if you think it's done.
I don't think it's done. What I heard, and please someone jump in as well. I heard that there was hesitation and that we needed to consider this from multiple kind of subject expertise, you know, from like resource management, from those who work with items, and also perhaps a discovery component. And the in order to kind of meet all those different areas, functional areas, we thought cross app would be a natural kind of SIG to have those conversations about how to handle batch deleting of items and holdings. But we did not. Yeah, we didn't do any use cases at that point because it didn't quite reach that point in the discussion. So one thing we can do is we can ask, you know, people from CrossApp to come to a data import meeting and we can continue the discussion. We can bring it back and work on use cases like Lynn is suggesting in chat and then bring those to CrossApp. Or we can maybe look at, you know, a different approach altogether, you know, a phased approach. You know, first, you know, this is the API, and the second would be in the UI, and then the third would be, you know, implementation of guardrails along with batch delete of holdings and items.
I mean, I guess I will I guess I'm okay with that. I think that the one thing that I'm concerned about is making it a multi-step process. You know, I mean, it sounds like we have a bunch of different use cases, and if I want something gone, I don't want to have to like flag it for deletion and then go to another app and then delete it. I would rather just go to the other app in the first place. I mean, yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. If you had to do this, so right now we just have Mark, right? Mark for deletion, not Mark records. But if you could just delete records, and maybe you wanted to delete all connecting records as well, if the instance, so not just holdings, so you could delete holdings and items, you can batch delete items, batch delete holdings, but let's say, we've reached a point of, with batch delete instances and kind of what bulk edit does already with the suppress from discovery and staff suppress. Would you prefer to use the bulk edit tool or the data import tool?
I would prefer to use the data import tool simply because of our use case here. Our use case is we want to delete the records and then recreate them from scratch. And we would want to do that, you know, as one single job because we did it as a single job in our previous system. Like right now, we have to do a bunch of prep work, and then we have to go to the API, and then we have to, you know, batch delete via an API process, and then we have to come and do another data import job. And, or we just don't delete the records and we just like suppress them all and create all new records altogether. Or wait until they cause a problem. And I mean, I think that it's important to understand our workflows to make sure that the use cases that we are, to make sure that the processes that we are establishing aren't cumbersome and require multiple steps. But this is actually a workshop and not a this is actually a workshop and not a discussion meeting. So we should move on from this. I apologize. I think I'm the one who brought it up.
No, that's all right. I brought it up because, I put out for comment and, there was no comment on the decision. So, I mean, it's good that I put it in the announcements because, I mean, obviously there is comment, and Lynn says, that Mobius has the same use case as Chicago. So, here's what I would propose. Is that we put it back on the agenda for next week for discussion. And I mean, because I think, you've said this before, Christy, the one good thing about Folio is, there's multiple ways to do something. And it's good to have multiple ways to do something. So maybe we should add this in terms of our use case and maybe scope it out a bit during the next agenda. We can also bring that use case and put it in the Epic that we have, as well as bring that to cross app for discussion there. So maybe we can have like this two-pronged approach as we move forward. How does that sound for folks? Alrighty. So I will put that on the agenda for next week then. All right. Thank you, everyone. Really great stuff. All right, so moving, does anyone else have any announcements that people want to share before we move forward? Alrighty, so on the 14th, we had our SIG workshop, and it was test if the same action can be used multiple times in the same job profile, and then test if the same sub-match, for some reason I keep saying match, but I believe it's sub-match, can be used multiple times. And I believe that it was successful. We created an import profile with two match circumstances and same actions. And this is DI SIG. I'm just reading from the notes right now. That worked as expected. And then we created an import profile with different instance match points named DI SIG, test matching on different instance match points. That worked as expected. So we can reuse action profiles and match profiles in the same job profile, at least for those conditions that we tested. So there was a request to expand the test or continue to test with maybe expand it to holdings and item matching. And I did ask last week if anyone could dig up some examples. So does anyone have any examples that they can share?
I think that we used my example last time, and that is the only one that I was prepared to test. So I don't have any other ones off the top of my head.
Darn. All right. Let's see. I'm gonna share my screen. Before I share. All right. Hopefully you can see. So I'm in Sunflower Bug Fest. Can you see that? Oops.
Yes.
Alrighty. You can go to settings, data import. Did you name them DI SIG? All right, so here's our test. Multiple instance updates. So here's our submatch. I don't think that's what it's this one. Okay, so here's that submatch that works. Alrighty, so I don't have any examples, but if someone wants to yell out an example or help me navigate in creating one, just let me know.
So, what aspect of this are we wanting to test again? We want to test.
It from the notes that I had, it was expand to holdings and items. So well, here we've have a match, a sub match to the holdings. So I think we've kind of done that and it does work. So maybe we need to expand to a sum match for items.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of a use case.
The only use case for items I can think of is not really, I don't know how we would test it in Sunflower because it's really hard to test orders. Like we have a sub match for matching an item when the status is on order. That we would want to reuse, but I think that that's too complicated to test in Bugfest.
Well, we'd have to, unless, let me just go off to inventory. Where's inventory?
It's the first one in the bar at the top.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Things that I was looking for it too, and I was having a panic. Oh,
I know. I'm like, oh my God, what
I
happened
forgot
to
you can reorder in Sunflower.
it? Yeah, okay. All right, I'm just gonna take one of these, see if it has a item. Oh, wow. Well, that's a waiting pickup. Maybe we don't want that one. Well, if we, it's the status. Maybe we could test like on another. Like if we test with missing, I'm wondering, Christy, I mean, even though it's not on order,
Right. Yeah.
like
It's
if,
item status match would be something that would I could see needing to reuse.
yeah, so like here, you know, it would be missing. So let's try that. And this is actually a really good example because, oh my gosh, I don't even know which one I changed. Oh, there it is. because there's like tons of, I don't even know how we're gonna do this. I mean, how are we gonna get to this one and this item? Oh.
What is the holdings type? Is there a holdings type that you can
Oh.
match on?
No, there
No,
isn't, but let's
but
put one in.
you could also just match on holdings HRID begins with OH, you know,
Yeah.
OHO.
I wonder if they all begin with OHO, though. Yeah.
Actually,
Yeah.
might be a good sub match of begins with OHO or begins with something else.
Yeah, true.
Because, yeah, we have migrated records that begin with AH, and then our folio created records begin HO. So I could see trying to match on both for holding type begins with.
Righty. Okay. So we're gonna, so it's OHO, and then we want to do status of missing. All right, so we're gonna head over here. Let's do the matches first, I guess. I'm just gonna. Yeah, sing. What is it? 11. Okay. So I guess our first match would be the instance. So we're gonna do a mark-to-mark match or mark-to-instance match, or does it match?
We did mark to instance last time, so let's try
Okay.
mark to mark to make
Okay.
sure that it works with mark to mark.
999 subfield I.
Works for me.
Subfield I. Alrighty. I, all right. Then we're going to have our sub match. I'm just going to copy that. And our sub match, match. So this is going to be a static match, right? Or wait. Oh, I just realized something. This is why the values are here. You actually, in the static match, you lose the qualifier and numerics options. Oh, that's really interesting.
But you can do begins with.
Yeah, so but this is gonna go away, so we're gonna have to. I will write that down for Ryan. And it's HRID, right? Yep. Oh, that's so weird. Look, it has it here, but not here. Okay. All right. Number, and this is not a number, it's O. Z, like the letter O, HO, right?
That's what it looked like to me.
I'm just gonna copy it. It does look like that, yeah. But just in case. Alrighty. It begins with, all right, save. Have the. All right, save profile. And then we need that item match, which match on item. Actually. It's another static. And here I've got to get it. Okay, capital M. Missing. Status. All righty, save profile. So, and here you want to update the item to have so what would you normally try to do with the item? Just change the status?
Well, our workflow, we match on order and then we like add the shelf ready data. So we add the barcode and the enumeration if it's present and things like that. I don't know if that's appropriate, but I think you can do anything. I think you can like add a statistical code for this test.
Yeah, and maybe
And
I could.
actually,
Yeah.
Lynn created a statistical code that we could use for all of our data import testing. Didn't you, Lynn?
I did. I created a DI6 statistical code.
Alrighty.
I don't remember what I called it.
Oh, here it is. All right, I'll do that. And then I will put the status as available. So we'll see that. So that doesn't, so we don't need any mapping per se with this. All right. Save profile. And then I guess we need them. We can do one for the holdings. Oh, holdings. Let's do that statistical code. Was under bug fest. And maybe we'll just Library of Congress 050 subfield A. I think this is it, right? Oh, subfield B.
I don't think you use the commas.
Yeah. I don't think there's spaces either.
And I think they're double quotation marks.
There we go. All right. And then we'll just leave it at that. Save profile. Then we have field mapping. So we're doing mark to mark. So we need mark SRS update. Updates. I'm just. Yeah. Oh, no protected fields. Yay. All right. I'm just gonna save that. It's kind of an empty update. Do we also need the instance? I don't think so. Or do we need the instance update as well? Let's do it anyway. We will do. Let's see. Today, cataloged, and we'll do our. All right. Now, action profiles, action Jackson. Woo! All right. Instant. Okay. All right, so we should have. Yeah, we've got our mark, instance, holdings, and item all linked to. We've got our job, we have our match profiles, and now we've got our job. So. Maybe I'll just leave that there for a minute. So it's match to existing mark SRS, then static match to holdings, and static match to item to update. Leave that item. All right, I'm not sure if this uses the same. All right. So we've got the existing for those matches, then we want a sub-match. Right. Then for those that match, we want to match on. The item status of missing. All right. Shout out if I'm doing something weird. Then if these are all if the, these are all true, then we want to update the mark. Update the instance, update holdings, and update the item. So, should we have another one? So, if this is not missing, if there's none that are missing on. Would we create one or should we just leave it like this?
Think try it like this and then try it creating if something weird happens here, or maybe if something weird doesn't happen here.
Okay, alrighty. Well, let's.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, this is more I think of like the extreme nested rather than using the same. But maybe we can see if this works, and then maybe we can see if we can use like a holdings. And if it's not, let's say it was not maybe on order, but in process. I don't know. All right, so I'll save that. Actually, I just want to search for this one. Thank you. Great. So I think, I don't think I have to make any changes to the mark file. That is really weird. Right. I did make one change. All right. And thank you for waiting, everyone. Probably wondering what I'm doing. All right, dismiss. All right. Okay, I'm gonna go to data import and wow, okay. New action, yeah. It when it does this because then it says no record. So I have no clue where it went wrong. Yeah. Any ideas? All right, so it's 1:46. So, here's what I would like to propose. I think last time we had some better ideas. If you are able to test, and maybe we can do this in lab as well, test kind of this, the nested approach, as well as reusing the same match point. Because last time, Christy, I don't think you used the static match, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did, and that was working.
The static match from my test is, can you go to like the job list? Like go to settings. Oh, you are in settings. And go by the update, sort by the updated date. Oh yeah, that's the one I used. You were in the right place.
These two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a static match. See, DISig holdings type physical. I was matching on the holdings type.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, because honestly, I don't know if begins with actually works. So,
It
yeah,
does.
it
Begins
does.
with does work because we actually have a profile where the only thing that we can match on in the holdings record is the item or the holdings HR ID. And so like we have like begins with one. So we don't have prefixes on our holdings and item IDs.
Alrighty. Yeah, so that's interesting. I don't know why this failed, so but it did. All right, so let's think about that. And I'm wondering, here, let me, I can turn off the share, stop the share for a bit. So do people want to continue this with the next SIG workshop or the next SIG lab?
I'm fine with either.
Same.
Yeah, maybe we'll do. Oh, Christy, did you want to say something?
I struggle to make the labs, so I can't make the labs, but I think that you all should feel free to keep going with this at the lab session for anybody who wants to.
Well, let's try the lab and let's try the nested along with reusing the same sub match as well. Because and if anyone can think of like use cases beyond what we've tested, that would be helpful. And maybe what we tested in the beginning is fine. I mean, because we seem to be struggling to find, because what we just did wasn't exactly, reusing a submatch. It was something a little different. So I don't know, maybe it's we've tested what we've needed to test in terms of reusing the same action or submatch. What do
Well,
people think?
the other big difference last time was we matched on the instance and not the SRS. And I have seen functionality before that works underneath an instance match and doesn't work underneath an SRS match or vice versa.
Yeah,
So
that's very true.
it might be worth trying the same job that we know works as with an instance match with an SRS.
Yeah, and we'll give that a try. So I'll ask if you can't think of anything for the testing of the same submatch and action, and I'll try and think of something. Let us know. There was also an I think we have a little bit of time for this. It is allowing the update of an instance and a mark SRS in the same record. And here it's nope. There it is. It's, yeah, for some reason, it's mod data imp 1199. So we did test this out, and you can do it only if there's, if you update the mark SRS and then you update the instance. If you do the instance first, the job will fail. So I'm wondering if anyone has any other. You like scenarios where they need to like maybe update the holdings and then the update. Well, it's update instance, but I mean, is there a use case for being able to update the instance before the SRS, or are we fine with just having to do the SRS first rather than the instance first?
We would often, I'm trying to think of how would the update instance work because I could see us wanting to override field protections, but then do some sort of thing in the instance. So if it's using, well, I guess it would be using the incoming record, so it wouldn't have whatever it is. Never mind. That would be fine to update the bib first in my proposed ignore field protection scenario.
Yeah, and I do have an example of it. I can share again.
Well,
Here we go.
wouldn't the if you had to ignore field protections in updating the bib or the mark, and then you're doing something on the instance record, like an administrative data something, like adding statistical codes, and then it will attempt to essentially overlay the record again because that's what the update instance functionality is supposed to be.
It actually doesn't do it. So we've done that. I've done the profile here in our test environment with field protection overridden on some, not all of them. So let me do and here there's no field protections, which is kind of strange. So what it does is it just updates this. Sorry. And then here it was putting, I think, an instance term on it, and it did work. I'm not sure how it works, but it does work. But you just have to do the Mark SRS first. Well, maybe we can come back to that, because I know it's a rather big topic. So for the next SIG meeting, so lab, sorry, I'm going to lose my voice. Oh my gosh. So lab will continue testing with the embedded matches, as well as trying to find a scenario that expands what we tested for the same action and same submatch. And then for the next SIG meeting, I will put in the discussion for update instance and mark SRS, as well as update instance holdings and items in reverse order. And Christy, remind me, I think, did Ryan ask that we also test one of those? Was it updating the holdings before the instance?
Well, he wanted to know if it worked or not. And I guess this is where I'm sort of falling down on the process where we talked about the new feature, and I don't remember the specifics of the conversation other than the outcome was that he wanted us to explore it in the next workshop and bring our findings back. So I'm not sure if that exploration needs to happen before a new fee before we have a decision record or after a decision record, because I don't think that we have, decided like what kind of approach we would want to take with this use case. But I mean, we can ask Ryan again, like what the ordering of these process steps are. Like I think we've done a good job like defining, steps, but maybe understanding the order that the steps happen would help me. And I just have to admit that I need a lot of structure, and I work well with a lot of structure. And so if it's not the appropriate time in the process to do the testing, I don't know, like I don't know that I understand like what order these things need to happen in, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. I think I put it on a SIG meeting because I was like, well, are you just talking about an item holding an instance? And what happens if you have multiples? I wasn't sure like what would happen in that case.
Well, if you have multiples, I guess it just wouldn't match an update.
I
But anyway, so we did talk about it. You were and you it might be confusing to you because this was the meeting where you were out sick. So you weren't at the meeting where we discussed this. So I'm sorry. We can bring it back to the next business meeting and talk about it again and the best process for moving forward. That's probably what we have to do at this point.
Yeah, I because I think it's been we've put it on the back burner a bit for a couple of agendas too, so people might not remember it. Okay, so for and I know people are dropping off because we're almost at time. So let's put on the next SIG meeting, kind of if we're okay with having the flow of update SRS then update instance and no other order, and then also just kind of finalizing kind of the scope and requirements and any particulars that we need to define and structure for the update. It would be instance holdings and items, but in the reverse order. How does that sound? And then lab, if you can make it. All righty. Well, thank you, everyone. And my voice is almost gone. So on that note, see you in lab or next Wednesday. Bye.